Mr. Peltier, thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure.
The U.S. Coast Guard hosted an 8-nation Arctic Coast Guard Forum principals meeting this week. You were one of the people participating. Can you tell me what did you do this week?
Sure, I can. Actually, the principals, I'm one of the principals that came for the last bit of the meeting, but our experts were meeting earlier this week, and they've made great strive in moving the forum forward. So they've worked on the process guide, really, that will be the basis for the logistics of the forum, and they've worked on a combined operational module that will be used for when we have to collaborate in the Arctic, how we can do combined operation and so on. One of the comments was made during the closing remarks from one of the country and who had more experience in various forum, like they said, that the work that has been done in the last year is the equivalent of work has been done in 5 years in other type of forum. So we're it's very dynamic, and there's a lot of energy in the room. So that was very refreshing to see our experts coming together like this and making great strides.
Now, the principals were supposed to sign a joint statement this morning. Did you sign it?
That is correct, yes.
Can you give me like a brief outline? What's in the statement? What did you guys agree to?
Okay, well, basically the statement is just an evolution of the previous one we signed. So we do recognize that the importance of the forum as being a good platform for dialogue and collaboration and communication and so on. We confirm our commitment to continue and to meet again in the near future. We've adopted the process guide, which will be the framework for the logistics support moving forward. So basically, we're committed to have an expert meeting every year and as well as a principal meeting as well, too. We've agreed to continue to work on the framework for combined operation. Basically, that's an accumulation of procedure or guidelines that will be used when we have to work together in the Arctic, so we can expect what the other country is doing, how they're going to react to certain situations. But it's also a great tool for sharing lessons learned or best practices, etc. So we intend to conduct exercise in the near future as well, too, because it's a great way to consolidate effort and to be more efficient and learn from each other as well, too. So in the near future, we'll do a tabletop exercise. Then it's going to be followed after by a live exercise as well, too. So, in summary, that's about what the statement was saying.
Now, can you give me an example of what would this mean in practical terms for the operations of the Coast Guards, or particularly Canadian Coast Guard in the Arctic?
Well, in practical terms, you know, the Arctic is a vast territory, and we have very limited resource up there. So by the 8 countries coming together and sharing their knowledge, sharing their best practice and the expertise they have developed, we will be much more efficient to deal with what the future is what we can expect from the future. So in concrete word, it's more, you know, we talk about collaboration, but it's information sharing. It's learning from each other. It's also avoiding duplication. This territory is so vast, we cannot work in silos. So if we can sit down together and understand what each other are doing, then we can complement our work as opposed to duplicate our work. So exercise is a great example of this. If each neighboring are doing their own exercise, then that's very inefficient. If we put all the resources together, we can make a much more in-depth exercise and learn much more from it, too. It will touch on technology at some point as well, too. So it's a huge benefit. We really look forward at exchanging with our partner. And a good example of this is we had a major search and rescue call a few months ago in Davis Strait, and we were able to sit down with our colleague from Denmark, and it was a very successful search and rescue where we put our efforts together, and that was mainly made possible by the good collaboration and relationship we've built through that forum. Another good example is the Crystal Serenity cruise ship coming through the Northwest Passage this summer. Well, we were able to sit down with our colleagues from other countries and look at it and look at the risk and what it is that we can do. And I can say we're very, very well prepared for that passage. The cruise company has been very collaborative and they are very efficient. So I think that these are good examples where we can see the benefit of the forum.
Is there any thought about creating some kind of ad hoc communication channels, I don't know, red phone lines, joint headquarters or something like that?
Yes, that's all into the combined operation guidelines. So we will have all, we already have some agreements in place between those countries that are also part of the Arctic Council. So we have the search and rescue agreement and the emergency response and pollution prevention agreement that is in place where we have means to communicate with each other depending on the situation. But through the forum as well, too, every expert and every principal have the full contact list so that we can connect and exchange as needed. We also exchange some the inventory of the equipment that we have. That was part of the expert discussion this week, where every country came and said, this is how we deal with some situation. This is the equipment that we have. These are the assets that are available. So we have a better understanding of what's where. And also we're exchanging about how to use the assets and so on, so we can improve going in the future.
Now, of course, these meetings happen, you know, alongside rising tensions with Russia, you know, big NATO maneuvers in Eastern Europe. How was the, you know, the sentiment in the room with your Russian counterparts there?
You know, it's there's no politics being discussed there at all. So we were happy to have the Russian around the table and work collaboratively. The same with could be said with every other country. So basically, that's really an operational group. Basically, looking at what the Arctic Council, the work that they do, the recommendation that they come up with, and how we can operationalize them and implement them. Really, at you know, I'd say that's really at the operational level, which makes it so much more dynamic and efficient as well, too.